wanted to talk to you today, not just because you've coached AJ, but you've gone through the experience of preparing to play professional basketball, the workouts and things of that nature. So I suppose I'd just start with, you know, what did you think of AJ's decision? For me anyways, for what it's worth, having covered his career, I thought it just spoke to how much he's committed to making basketball his career at this point in his life. What did you think?
Yeah, this is everything he's wanted. So from the first time I met him when he was obviously a young kid to literally June 1, I think, is when they had to announce, right? Mm-hmm. And every single day, every encounter, every workout, every conversation was about this dream that he had. I've never met a kid that has been as driven towards something in my entire life as AJ was with getting to the NBA. And so that being said, like the decision 100% makes sense. And I, through our conversations, like I backed him, we backed him with every ounce that we got. So obviously tomorrow's the day that we all get to find out if he ends up getting drafted or if he's going to get a deal when the draft gets done. But no matter what, like he's going to be an NBA player, because there's nobody that's going to stop him from getting there. That's just the type of kid he is, and the work ethic and mentality match that. So we're really excited for him.
What do you think are the areas in your conversations with AJ over the spring and summer that he's learned the most from, you know, whether it be these workouts, whether it be the commitment of being a professional, the things he's learned, the things that have, you know, sparked more progression for him, whether it be in his game or just his overall makeup, because you got to be a complete person when you become a professional to perfect your craft. So what sticks out about his, you know, more recent experience with relation to his talents in the game of basketball?
Yeah, I think that I really think that what came of these workouts and then the G League combine and all of the stuff that was leading up until to tomorrow's draft is that he realized that he belongs there. Mm-hmm. I think that's the biggest part of this entire process, is that I think that going through these workouts, finally getting to go and do these workouts and doing the shooting drills and playing 3-on-3 in the workouts, and then going to the combine and playing fives and being able to get stuff done and hit shots, and more importantly than all of that, like we all knew he could shoot. He knew he could shoot. He's one of the best shooters in the draft, but it's his ability to guard and his strength and what he's done over the past year and a half has been simply remarkable. Like he went from a kid that, and then I joke with him all the time about this, he went from a kid that couldn't jump over a phone book to a kid that has a 37.5-inch max vert. He went from a kid who couldn't squat 215 pounds to a guy who's deadlifting almost 600 pounds. Like, it's just what he's done is remarkable. And it just speaks wonders of who he is as a kid and truly how desired he is to make this a reality. Like you said, to make this his profession, to make this his career. And so I think really what he's learned from the process over the last couple of months is just that it's time, and yeah, that he now knows that he can play at this level, and that he now knows he belongs there. And so I think that's the biggest takeaway. Like he's breaking records at these workouts and with the shooting stuff, like making like 83 out of 100 shots. And that's a really good number, right? Yeah. Especially when there's a lot of pressure on you, that when, you know, you look over and I know it, right? You look over and you see the GM, the head coach, people on the board, they're all just sitting there courtside just evaluating everything you do. Mm-hmm. And for him to go out there and just know that it doesn't matter, that those shots are going in and this rep is going to be good and these 3-on-3 games is going to go his direction, his way, and stuff like that. Like, that's just the confidence that he has. And I think that was his biggest takeaway, that he just realized and he now knows 100% that he belongs at that level.
Are you able to offer AJ much, as I would imagine you might be able to, whether it be, you know, before he goes on any of these workouts or after? Maybe there are some organizations you both worked out for so you could give them some tips, or whether it be debriefing after a workout, because obviously you worked out for a number of NBA teams as well.
Yeah, you know what? We've talked throughout the whole process. We talked before he started going and we started doing. So one thing that I did when I was going through the process was before and after every workout, I had a notebook and I wrote down how I, like everything, right? What mm-hmm. I did the night before, what I was thinking about when I was sitting there before the workout the next morning, what I ate that night. And then throughout the workout, I wrote down what we did, what was said, how I felt about how I did, right? Like almost everything. It was basically a little diary.
Yeah.
And so AJ and I have went through that and we've talked about that. And we started doing the workouts basically to a T that I did in all 10 of my workouts with the NBA teams. And we did it, he and I, in some of these one-on-one workouts that we did. So he was prepared,
yeah,
I guess, in terms of, in a roundabout way, knowing what was coming, right? He knew what to expect in these workouts. Now, obviously, they play 3-on-3 and stuff like that, so we can do that. But we play enough 3-on-3 within our offensive stuff that we do here at UNI that he's so well prepared for that stuff anyway. That was a big part of – that's a big perk, I guess, in terms of how our offense is run now and how that works. It just prepares them for that type of basketball, because that's what they're looking for. That's what they're playing. So our conversations were basically, this is what it was like for me. This is what we did. Let's do this. Let's prepare for this. And then you'll just go and attack it like you attack everything you've done. And he did it to a T. And he's so motivated. He already had all most of this stuff already done and figured out before he and I even had the conversation. So he's on top of everything, man. He's he's attacking this head on, and that's why, to me, like tomorrow, whether he gets he actually does get drafted or not, like he's going to get a great deal somewhere, and he's going to attack it, and he's going to get a huge opportunity. So we're just so excited for him and his family and the start of this next journey for him.
Did you happen to see that Fran Fraschilla from ESPN had said that it's just a matter of time, and I'm paraphrasing here, but it's just a matter of if not when AJ would make the league?
Yeah, I see most of that stuff, and what he said is kind of how I feel. Yeah. Just how I feel about the kid. I've told many of my friends and family this for years, that he's going to be in the NBA and that there's not going to be much that stops him from doing that. And if it's tomorrow, if it's next year, if it's 4 years from now, like, he's going to play in the NBA, in my opinion. That's just his mentality. So I hope, obviously, for him, it starts right away and he gets in a great spot that fits and in a system that works, and he gets an opportunity to really showcase what he can do, because he is one special, talented young man. Mm-hmm. So.
And Seth, the path from the G League to the NBA is so much different now than what it was even when you were going back through your experience. I mean, with respect to your career abroad, does it maybe make things a little bittersweet when you see how things work now in the league with the G League and how it's really become this robust and kind of more genuine feeling minor league, developmental league?
Yeah, they've done a nice job of building that piece of it up, for sure. Back when I was going through, like, people would think of the G League and they were like, no, that's kind of just a joke. In a roundabout way, right? Like, there were still guys getting call-ups, but now they have, like, a system in place where, like, you can get a 2-way contract and you spend half your time with the top team, half your time with the G League, and they have Exhibit 10 deals, and there's just a lot more to it now, right? And yep, they're actually taking it a little more serious in terms of the development piece, to actually have the guys that are in that program become pieces of their main team. Like Miami Heat have a ton of guys that have went from the G League to their top team and play meaningful minutes. And that's exciting for me, just to know that they got that thing up and running kind of how it needs to be and stuff like that. But in terms of my career, I enjoyed my time in Europe. My 3 years over there were some of my favorite 3 years ever. So I'm not gonna talk down on my experience. That's just what God wanted me to experience. So that's what I'm going with, man.
Seth, thanks so much for the time today, especially on short notice. Really appreciate it, man.
Yeah, absolutely. No worries. Thank you for having me on.
Yeah, take care.
Yep, you too.